Good morning. It is 9:03 a.m. We are here today, December 6, 2021, via Zoom meeting for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 21-011, Guam Pacific Enterprises, Inc. versus the University of Guam. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Joseph B. McDonald. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant GPE Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
My name is Mr. Sedfil Linsangan, president of Guam Pacific Enterprise Inc.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency UOG please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Anthony Camacho on behalf of the University of Guam, and I do not have a personal or, an institutional rep present with me at this hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Joseph McDonald. I'm the hearing officer for this matter. How are you all doing?
Very good.
Good. Good to see you, Mr. Camacho. Good to see you, Mr. Linsangan. Today we're having our pre-hearing conference, and it's really just to schedule dates so that we can proceed to proceed through this matter. I want to go ahead and start proposing the dates, and I'd like you guys to check your calendars and make sure these are free for hearings and also for certain filings. Now, the first the first date that I'm looking at is a motion deadline that I will set for this Friday, December 10th. Oppositions to motions due Friday, December 17th. Replies to oppositions due Thursday, December 23rd. A motion hearing tentatively scheduled for 10 a.m. Wednesday, January 5th. The filing deadline for hearing materials, including the exhibit list, witness list, admission of facts, and list of issues, that deadline will be Monday, January 10th, 2022. A hearing on the briefs, Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. And the formal hearing to take place on Monday, January 24th at 9 a.m. How's everybody's schedules for those dates?
What was the January 18th date? I didn't catch that.
Hearing on the briefs, Mr. Camacho.
Thank you.
All the dates are fine with me, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Linsangan. And you can call me Mr. McDonald.
Okay, Mr. McDonald.
And Mr. McDonald, what was the January 10th deadline? Was that just the hearing materials, such as the witness list, exhibit list, so on and so forth?
That's correct. That's the filing deadline for the hearing materials.
Okay. And what was the time for the hearing on the 18th?
Jarek, did we say that was 9 a.m.?
All right, yes. The hearing is on January 24th, not the 18th, but it is at 9 a.m.
The hearing on the briefs.
Oh, hearing briefs are due by 5 p.m. on.
Oh, okay, hearing briefs. Okay,
hearing briefs. Now. Yeah, sorry, hearing so briefs.
Hearing briefs are due on the 18th.
Okay. Yes.
And the hearing on the motion is that was the 10th or the 5th. Oh, excuse me. The 5th.
Hearing motion hearing is January 5th.
Got it. Okay.
And hearing briefs are due January 18th, and the formal hearing will be Monday, January 24th at 9 a.m.
I got it. Sorry, my speakers on my side, they're UOG speakers. It's not so good. And my hearing is not so good either. But all these dates, Mr. Hearing Officer, are fine with me.
Very good. So I will ask Jarek then to go ahead and send out that scheduling order or to produce the scheduling order for me to sign. Are there any other matters that anybody wants to pick up at this time?
None at this time.
Yes, Mr. McDonald.
Yes, Mr. Linsangan, please.
Yes, in regards to reply or response of the legal counsel after submitting the records, he indicated about section 5452 and section 9.7 of UOG procurement, stating that there's no remedy because of that law. My argument on that is it is only referring or to the person or to the bidder in case he acted on bad faith. It is not referring to UOGs violating the law. Therefore, this section is not applicable, Mr. McDonald. Even the section 9.7, it's not even specified in the instruction to bidders, only section 9. Now, he also indicated section 5211 of chapter 5, that UOG is not responsible to provide notice to all the bidders, but only to the winning bidder. He is correct. On that section, it is specified that the award should be notified right away to the winning bidder. However, it does not stipulate that we will not get a notification too, because doing so, by not providing us a notification, is a violation on the purpose and construction of procurement law, which is specified in section 5001. Subsection 4 explicitly stipulate to present or to have a fair and equal treatment of all bidders in the procurement system. Meaning to say, he cannot just send a notification to Docomo, but not send notification to us.
And I'm going to object. Mr. Linsangan had the opportunity to file his comment on the agency report. That deadline has passed and he's failed to do so, and appears he's attempting to do so now.
Yeah, Mr. Linsangan, the agency report was submitted on Thursday, November 4th. And you had up until Monday, November 15th to provide written comments to the agency report. Now your deadline for that has passed. However, you will have the opportunity to address anything in the agency report in respect of a motion that may be filed by Friday, December, January 10th, or in any hearing briefs that you may submit before Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. So I'm going to go ahead and sustain that objection. We're not going to take those comments into consideration at this hearing. Mr. Linsangan, please, if you will, again, you will have two opportunities to respond in writing to the agency report, either through a motion deadline, Friday, just December 10th, or in your hearing briefs. Otherwise, your opportunity to comment on the record to the agency report has passed.
Okay, Mr. McDonald, but I'm just trying to invoke on your section B, the possibility of advance rulings to make it, to expedite the ruling, because so far, if I would be given the opportunity to express all my arguments on this, against his arguments.
Well, today, I'm sorry to cut you off.
He does not have any argument at all.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Mr. Lin Songun, but today we're not going to take any arguments. We're merely scheduling. Again, if you want to make arguments, you may make them by way of motion or by way of your hearing briefs.
Okay, thank you for the advice, Mr. McDonald. I will do that.
Okay. Anything else for the parties?
Nothing further, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Mr. Lin Songun, if there's anything else?
I still have Mr. McDonald.
Yes, please.
You specify here the possibility of obtaining admission of facts and documents that will avoid unnecessary proof stipulation regarding the authenticity of documents.
Yes, the procedure for that is you should confer with legal counsel for UOG to stipulate to any facts. And you can provide those admissions by way of a filing due on or before January 10th, 2022. But you have to work with legal counsel on that stipulation.
Understood, Mr. McDonald.
Anything else, Mr. Lin Songun?
Yes, I have the, also based on the procurement law on OPA, I have the authority to subpoena anybody from UOG, including the president or the procurement officer.
But, that's correct. You may do so for the hearing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. McDonald.
Okay, I understand you're without legal counsel. You're proceeding in pro se, so we'll go ahead and give you some leeway to get your case forward, but we still have to operate within the rules. Okay, Mr. Lin Songun?
Yes, Mr. McDonald.
Anything else? Okay, nothing else from the parties? We'll go ahead and thank you very much for your attendance at this hearing today. And we'll see you, the next date that we will see you is our motion hearing on January 5th.
And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year all. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Take care.
Thank you all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 9:16 a.m.